your CEF mobile.
Four DKC.
C and four WHM.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Enjoying my last day off before I go back to work.
It's gonna be busy when you get back. Did you have a good good New Year's?
Didn't do a whole lot. Watched the neighbor shoot fireworks, and that was about it. How about you?
Let everybody out shoot them, and it was raining here off and on, so they take spells. They shot them up to about, it'd take a lull when it was raining, and as soon as the rain stopped, they'd get back out and do it again.
Thing here, they started about 10 o'clock, shot a little bit, and it started raining, and then right after midnight, it stopped raining, they started again.
What'd you hear about the football team? You hear any inside info?
In a word, I imagine I'll hear some stuff starting tomorrow. It's been pretty quiet being off.
Bill, is my mic gain set too high or too low, or can you tell on your end?
That's about right. It's not too hollow or too much bass or too light, so sounds pretty good.
Gotta keep an eye on it because I don't talk very loud. Sometimes I don't want it to turn up too high where it picks up all the background noise. I'm a little hoarse today too for some reason. I guess the nose is acting up again today. That's probably got something to do with it. So you guys gonna be busy when you head back in?
We got several projects we're working on, and just being off for 2.5 weeks, it'll get you behind on email and paperwork and everything else. So I'm looking forward to going back, but same hand, I kind of dread it because I know it'll be a busy week.
About right. Everybody will be trying to get geared back up again. Well, somebody's going to put an Ace Hardware in with the old, not Quality Foods, whatever that thing was, that Bell's was up there back behind with the old chicken burger, whatever it was back there was. I think it's been vacant for several years, hadn't it?
About the old Bell Shopping Center.
Yeah, the one head out of town there. I always get it confused with the other one, but that's what it was when we shopped that years ago. I thought it was still Bell's when it closed, but I wasn't 100% sure. But it sounds like they're going to get an Ace Hardware back in there.
That rumor a while back, that I guess back in the mid-fall, that Ace Hardware was coming, so that'll be nice. That'll be on my side of town. If I could just get me a Dollar General or something on this side of town, I wouldn't have to drive all the way across town to Walmart or almost across to Quality. Be able to pick up a few things that you need and don't necessarily need to go to the grocery store for.
They had built a Dollar General out on the Elberton Highway. Out on the Royston Highway. I'd say that'd be a prime place to put one, I would think. But I guess Munab is not going to be too happy about somebody coming back in after he closed that one down. I think he just got too big too fast or something. But I remember when he opened it back in the afternoon. He and I went to high school and college together. And I think Hughes did is the one that fronted him the money for that one down on Depot Street. But when he moved up there where the old G Theater was up that way and expanded everything then and moved out to that other one, I think he took on way too much debt from what I understand. you sure need something on that side of town. That doesn't sound like much, but if you drive all the way across that traffic, it takes you probably 15 minutes to get across town.
Yeah, it's a, going to Walmart's a 20-minute trip. And then plus whatever time you spend there, 20 minutes coming back. I tell you, there's so many people that moved here permanently during COVID. Town's a mess. We got more traffic we can deal with.
Last time, it's been a while back since we've been through town, but last time we went through there, I was amazed how bad the traffic was. It was pretty bad, on that side of town over there, and it'd be beneficial to have a ace, maybe a, you know, I'm surprised that Walmart didn't put one of those neighborhood grocery things. They got a couple of those here in Anderson, and they're not anywhere close to big, you know, the real small ones are real small, but it looks like to me they put one on that end of town. I guess it just didn't make sense to them, but Dollar General, I'm surprised they don't slap one in there, because they're putting them up everywhere, it seems like.
I've been emailing the company, trying to convince them to put one in, and they say they are considering the area because of the, you know, the population on this side of town. But we'll see. It'd be nice if they do. If they don't, well, we'll just have to keep riding a Quality or Ingles or Walmart. I hate it, but don't have much other choice.
I mean, we're close by. We're less than 2 miles from Walmart here, and the Sam's too. It's not that big of a deal, but it still takes getting in and out of all that traffic down. That's a melee here trying to get in and out of. I mean, we have to take back roads and other things. Sometimes the traffic gets so bad, especially during the holiday season. But there's a convenience store very close by, but by the time you get to the convenience store, you might as well go to Walmart. You're less than 500 yards away from it by that time. N4DJC for ID.
Yeah, there's a couple of convenience stores, but by the time you stop there, you might as well go on to Walmart, get a little better price and a little more variety. So, but it'll happen eventually. I'm not too worried about it. M4WHM.
Last time we went through, I was noticing how there were a bunch of houses for sale in the area. There's not a lot for sale now. I know some people started buying them up when they, I guess a lot of them moved from other places, moved in there since it's always been a good area anyway. And the property prices are probably going up now, but for a while they were pretty depressed. And you know, you can get a good deal on a house there for, not on lake, of course, but, you know, in town, and do a renovation on one.
Even out here where I live, off Laurel Drive, you know, they put in that subdivision in the pasture behind me, and they built all they could build in it, and Laurel Glen, right up the street where Angie lives, they've just about maxed it out. They're building two houses right now, and land's getting scarce, and pre-owned homes are getting farther and few in between. It's a mess, to tell you the truth. So many people moving in.
And your way recently, but they were just clearing all that property off. I think the last time we went that way, they've already filled that up evidently. Well, I told Lynn the other night, I said, mother's house, if it had been brick instead of, asbestos siding, I think we might have hung on to it and just renovated it and rented it or something. But, you know, I just don't want to spend the money on that asbestos. You know, it don't hurt anything, but, you know, people start cringing when they hear the word.
Well, what you mean. We, our house is brick, and we've toyed with the idea of selling, but the only problem is you got to go buy something, and there's nothing to buy. If you do, you're paying up the nose for it, so it's just a no-win situation, because if you sell, you don't have anywhere to go.
Like the devil you know versus the devil you don't know, too. You might think it might be a good neighborhood, it may turn out to be a disaster. And that's one of the things we've been confronted with the last few years. We thought about selling our house and moving, but if we move, we'd have to move to someplace. And, you know, I'd like to have someplace smaller even, but you can't find anything. And most of what you can find is, you know, you have to throw in an extra $50,000 to get it, and it's just not, and I really don't want, I mean, my house is over 25 years old. I don't want to go out and pay more money for the same house that's the same, you know, in a different neighborhood that's the same age. I'd want to build if I could, but, you know, building costs now are so high, I don't know if they'll ever go back down again, Bill. I think the cost of lumber's come down some, but it's just not, there's just nothing out there right now that it really appeals to us, and we've been talking about doing some things here and just saying, you know, that we can't stay anymore, and you know, we may do that, we may not, I don't know. Like you said, it's just, you're basically just swapping paper, but when you swap paper, you're going to cost you another $25,000 to $50,000 probably.
They've been at it, but they're finally starting to build some retirement homes down there on the town side of Walmart, and they're building a commercial slash business slash building. So I don't know what they're going to cost, but I'm sure it ain't going to be cheap.
Where they were talking about building some more back behind Newton, down in that area, whether I think they already got some homes down there somewhere. They're talking about expanding those on out and building some more of those. But from what I saw, the rental prices are going to be pretty expensive for Harwell, unless you're, you know, of course, you know, there's a little more business there since you know, Purina thing moved in. I guess I can't remember where it is, but it was with old Springs building was down in there. But the kids went up to North Carolina here back at Thanksgiving. They went back through Fort Mill. I was talking about some of the apartments there that we lived in. I said, man, I said, those things are dead like $1,200, $1,300 now. I said, man, that's just too expensive for an apartment. That's crazy. Especially in that area.
I wouldn't mind having a place where, you know, you have a little privacy, but you also have somebody that takes care of the property. But I don't know. It's so expensive. It's gonna be hard to get a place unless you sell your home in New York for $1,000,000 and come down here and can afford a $300,000-$400,000 house.
They actually have two areas here in Anderson that are pretty reasonable. They had just started when we first moved here. We seriously considered they were like patio homes, and you know, everything was, the yard work was all taken care of, and there was home, had a homeowner, had an HOA, but it was one of those weak ones. It wasn't very strong. It was, you could do about whatever you wanted to it, but it had to, you know, had to maintain certain standards. But see, those homes now are selling for, they're selling for, they're like two bedrooms, they're selling for $160,000, $170,000. But then again, they're 25 years old, Bill, so you got the same situation. You got roof, may need a new roof, may need a new heat and air unit. You know, you're talking about, you know, $15,000, maybe $20,000 plus any other renovations you need to do to the inside of it. And, I mean, it's just not this catch-22 situation, I guess, where you really, you just, you know, you're chasing your tail sometimes to do it. If our kids had been in school, if they'd one of them been in college, then we might have moved in one of those. We needed a three-bedroom, and Yeah, also you're real close to your neighbors there too, so you better have good ones on both sides. Maybe you're like 2 feet away from them.
The only problem with those, over in Oconee County, Georgia, they built a Presbyterian retirement center. And it's, I guess it's probably 1,000 units. And then they've got houses that are for sale or rent, I don't know. They probably got 30 or 40 of them, and it's kind of like assisted living. You can take advantage of having the meals and different things like that, but I just don't know that I want to live in something like that. That's a little too close.
Those people like to stay where they already are, if it's possible. They can make do with it. Some people can, of course, but my mother did, and Lynn's parents did too. You know, they were fortunate, they could afford to do it, but you know, by the time you get in one of those things like that, you know, then you have to add assisted living and any other costs into it. It's something else. But they do have some over in Greenville here. They do have something similar to that. It's actually operated by a non-profit, and it's kind of like you buy into it, but you know, but you don't lose any money when you sell it. It's not one of those deals. You know, it's not like a deal with Sun City or something like that. But it's a retirement with retirement here with assisted living and then graduate care type thing. And the houses are that's probably a couple $100,000, but then you get other stuff with it too. It's a gradual deal where you can go up, but you know, this is not a profit. They plow the money back into the development rather than you know, letting they have certain standards they have to maintain in order to maintain their status too. It's not a bad deal, but you know, that's one of those things where the wait list, even on those, even if you have to buy into it, you know, you might be 2 or 3 years before you can even get into it. In for DJC Friday.
It's hard to believe there's a waiting list to get into places like that, but I guess some people no longer able to take care of their house and yard. That's a good option for them. I'm gonna try to stay here as long as we can and see what we can do once I retire in 8 years. I'm still a good ways away and plenty of time to figure it out.
It could change in 8 years too, Boo. You never know what's going to be on the horizon. You know, whenever that pendulum swings one way one time, it'll swing back the other way. They could have another housing crisis and glut. The next thing you know, the market dropped on some of the properties, and you might be able to get a good deal on one, but then you won't get a good deal on your ass either. But, you know, that area here has always been a good area, I thought. Did Joe Beth, did she sell her folks' house over there, or is she not living in that place, is she?
House, I didn't, you know, past Hickory Crossing, and she's living in her mom's house. She bought it, and it's a house, and I think 35 acres, but yeah, she lives right across the street from us.
She did my daughter's wedding coat for, I believe, I'm pretty sure she did, and yeah, we used to go out to the old place out there, Hickory Crossing, and get cakes and stuff when she was doing them out there, and she did a real good job on it. I was thinking she was there last time we went by there to see her. I think she was out, you know, right around the curve where you are there. But I was thinking Frank got a good bit of acreage. But he had, you know, he used to have, I know this may be beyond your memory, you know, he had a nice, he was one of the few hams I knew in Hart County back 50 years ago. He had a nice setup there. He had a tower, and he was running, I was running Drake stuff and Colin stuff. But he had pretty high-end radios in there. He'd been a ham operator for years. He was, he always used to, my dad always said Frank runs as much wattage as WKLY does.
That's funny. Yeah, unfortunately, it don't take much to out-broadcast WKLY. I'm trying to remember what their wattage is. I've looked it up a while back. I want to say it's only 100 watts. It's not much. So, but yeah, you know, I was looking on the ham map that shows, you know, hams in your area, and there's a bunch of hams in Hart County, and most of them are general class, but I never hear any of them on the radio. The HF or VHF, either one.
When Fletcher was still healthy and the repeater was located on top of the Dairy Queen for a long time. He was always pretty active. There's several guys in the area there, but I didn't recognize any of the names. The one guy I did used to talk to a good bit was Billy Shiflin. I don't know if Billy's still living or not. You know, that was Lanier's son. Billy was pretty active, and there were two or three other guys there, but Billy and Fletcher were the only two that I really knew. I'm talking about, you know, a long time ago. But there were a few in Hart County, but I know it's the same thing. A lot of them seem to be in the area, but they don't, you know, I don't ever hear them.
Just the other day, and I can throw a rock and hit my back door neighbor's house, and he's a retired preacher, Hugh Kirby, and he's a general class. And there's another one in that neighborhood, Clearview, and then there's four or five others in the county or in the city. But yeah, they don't get on the radio. I don't know what the story is. I've thought about emailing them off QRZ and seeing if I can get them to get on the radio, but just hadn't got around to it.
Hear you on air. I mean, of course, I knew he was a ham with Betty and Jimmy lived next door. So he had a 2 meter vertical up. He also had he had like a 4BTV Husker up at one time. I don't know if he still does or not. Kind of in the back part of the yard there, but he had the deal with Hugh, after he retired, he was gone all the time. He told me a story a couple of years ago about him, you know, when we were still, you know, working on the house over, getting ready to sell, about him. You know, he'd been a novice and upgraded to general and still had his upgrade and got his call, and then he let his call expire. And he didn't realize his license had expired, Bill, and he went back, and of course he was gone to call because somebody else had taken it. I think he's trying to get his old novice call, which was a WN call. You know, years ago they would do a KN or a WN for novices. You only had a year to upgrade to Tech or General, then you'd have to start all over again. And I think he had a WN call, but they would change it either. Early on, they changed it to W4, but later on, they changed it to WA or WB4. And the KN call, that's a whole other thing there, but originally, that's the way it was. Like I said, back in the probably mid-70s, I guess. I didn't have to do that with mine. My original call was a KA call when I got my novice, but I didn't have to, you know, yeah, we didn't have a time limit then, but I think he was trying to get his W4 call back, because either it's a W4 or a K4 call, and somebody got his old call, and he said, I'm going to see if I can't get my original novice call back. I said, well, hey, if it was a WN, I said, you could probably get it. I said, but they're reissuing KNs now, I think.
Sure on that. I know you have 2 years to, you know, reapply and get reinstated. and after 2 years, you have to take the test again now. So it's, I guess there may be some cases like that.
The exact circumstances, he did let it lapse. He was asking me, I said, well, you got me. And I said, it doesn't lapse for like 2 years. I said, he might have got his back, but he was concerned about losing that call. I said, well, I said, if it's been over 2 years, I said, it's probably less of, if it was a 1x3 call with a W or a K, I said, somebody would probably got that unless it's some weird, the last three are weird sounding maybe. I said, but otherwise, there's still a lot of, W4s and K4 calls out there, but there's a lot of them that people just don't want, to have the phonetics they want for phone or anything like that, or CW for that matter either. But I was waiting for my call to come back up again. I had one picked out I was going to get, and I piddled around with it, you only get a vanity call. Originally, it was to be an extra class. You didn't get one unless you're an extra. I never got past general. I studied for the Vance and had extra. I'd already had extra, 21 permit extra code certification, but I didn't have the exam part of it, either exam part of it down. So I kind of missed my chance to do that. But I could have gotten when I started looking at upgrade mine, I could have still gotten a 1x2 or a 2x1 call.
They changed it a bit. I know I got my vanity call when I first got my technician, which is, 5 characters, but that's okay with me. I think you can still get a shorter call with your amateur extra, but a lot of people these days are keeping their call because so many people know them by that call sign, and I imagine I'd do the same. I'm halfway studying for my extra, but if I get it, I don't plan to change my call. I've gotten too many people used to M4 WHM, and I don't see any reason to change it.
Yeah, I would change from a 1x3 to something else, unless it would have my initials in the last 3 digits or something like that. Those calls are hard. It's hard to jump on those fast enough. There are a couple guys I know that passed away years ago that were guys that helped me get interested in radio. I started to get one of their calls one time. I said, nah, I don't feel, especially as a family member or something like that, I don't feel good about taking somebody's call that I knew personally. And one of them asked me, told me specifically that when he passed away, if I wanted it, he'd like for me to take it if I wanted it when he passed away. And I never took him up on the offer. I just didn't feel right doing it.
What do you mean? I debated a long time on my call, and I was lucky enough to get my initials. So that's why I say I'll just keep it. Keep on trucking. No reason to change it. M4WHM.
That's kind of the same way I've been. I thought about changing mine back to my getting a K or a W version of my novice call, but every 2 days I'm too tongue twisting to use. So when I upgraded the technician, I changed it to the N4 call I got now. And I got lucky getting the one I got now. It's not too bad on code or on phone. But I missed out on the 1x2s and 2x1s. So, of course, the fourth call district's got a lot of hams in it. And you couldn't get a call out of district back then either. If that had been the case, I could have probably gotten a 1x3 with a W or a K in it, but it would have been, wrong call district. One of my friends here in Anderson, it works for, well, it's K AP composites, and it used to be the old Clark's Label plant over there. He's got a 1x3, but his is like an N5 call instead of an N4 call.
Lots of things like that you can do and sort of specialize your call sign or customize it. And I don't know, you know, like Tom N0TR, his is a good call. But I like what I got. I've been using it for fixing me 10 years, so don't see any reason to change it. I got a year before I have to renew my vanity call, so I'll be sure to do that on time. I don't want to lose it.
Good call. That's his initials too, so he got a really, really good call. Easy on CWT. Well, I'm going to have to jump out of here. I'm going to run down to the garbage dump down here. I'm sure she's probably ready to go. What we'll do then, unless we just wander through or something. There's always something we need. You have a good afternoon, young man, and I'll maybe talk to you a little bit later on. Good talking to you as usual. And I'll talk to you again this evening. I hope you have a good week, rest of the week, going back to the work. See you later. N4WHM. N4DJC, clear to you.
Well, don't throw away nothing you need, and throw away everything you don't. And once you throw away stuff, you got room for more from Walmart. So, sounds like a perfect trip. 73's M4WHM, clear.